Next week, a new wing at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston opens. The $118 million expansion includes galleries, a concert hall, greenhouse, and artistic residences. It was created to carry the Gardner into the future. But as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the new addition has also allowed something of a time shift backwards to the way things used to be at the historic Venetian Palace. Think Indiana Jones.
Well, it's not quite as action-packed as the movie, but an exciting sense of discovery has overtaken the Gardner Museum. Unseen artifacts, hidden stairways leading to subterranean chambers.
It's a fairly large room, and this room always served Isabella Gardner from the moment when she created it in 1914 as a kind of personal recreation room.
Curator Oliver Tossman says in Isabella Stewart Gardner's day, this private meditation room was filled with Buddhist statues and sacred objects. But the Board of Trustees sold most of them in 1971 because they weren't seen as part of her public collection.
I'm optimistic. I hope that one day in the future we will get them back and we will be able to recreate, probably not 100%, but maybe close to the original splendor of this room. But the beauty is that we are able to recreate the entrance to this room fully. So that's something the visitor of the museum hasn't seen for the last 37 years.
Because this room and its stone staircase were covered up as part of accommodating the restaurant and gift shop. When Mrs. Gardner designed and built her intimate museum more than a century ago, she installed thousands of artworks with extreme care and precision. But over time, some things were shifted to make room for visitors. Now, with the new wing, space has been freed up in the historic structure, allowing for a building-wide reclamation.
And it's just extraordinary. You see, as you step in, all the tapestries are just softly washed with light.
Museum director Ann Hawley says the tapestry room on the Palazzo's second floor was a favorite of Mrs. Gardner's, but it also provided the rationale for building the new wing. When planning began, trustees and staff analyzed the hall's condition and deemed it critical to arrest the stress on the 4,000-square-foot space and its artworks. Since the 1970s, the tapestry room has been a busy concert and lecture space.
It was a real aha moment in the planning, and I think a lot of us were pretty overwhelmed with that information because it meant that either we had to discontinue the music program and our public lectures, or we would have to figure out how to do it in an addition.
Despite protests from the public and preservationists, that aha moment helped museum officials convince the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts an addition was necessary. It's referred to as an extension and preservation project. Now concerts will be held in the new building, and after a year-long restoration, the tapestry room looks just like it did in 1927. But Hawley says acts of conservation in an aging museum are
constant.
That's where the conservators come in. Like a SWAT team wearing white gloves, they race against time to maintain the integrity of more than 2,500 works, paintings, sculptures, textiles, and decorative arts in Gardner's world-class collection. Gianfranco Pocobene, head of conservation, says every object has its own unique story and needs, which can be daunting.
Because these materials and these objects are so rare often, it can make you very humble with, what you're working with and respect for what the artist made.
And with respect for Mrs. Gardner's spirit. To help Pocobene and his peers stay on top of things, the new wing also features a spacious new conservation lab.
This is a large fume hood. You can be mixing chemicals. It always has negative pressure. You can feel that it's always pulling air.
To pull toxins away from the conservators. Across the hall, a safe room houses what could be seen as an object conservator's secret weapon, a laser. Holly Salmon uses it on the museum's sculptures, which sounds damaging, but it's not.
A fun way of describing it is it's also used to remove tattoos. And so in the same way that it doesn't damage your skin, it doesn't damage the actual marble sculpture. So it's a really great tool.
A tool that will be put to good use in the coming months, Salmon says, as she wields the laser's handpiece that looks like a gun.
It is a little bit like being in Star Wars, and it's very satisfying and great.
But not quite as satisfying as looking around the tapestry room and the rest of Isabella Stewart Gardner's palace at the objects that have been brought back to life just in time for the museum's grand reopening next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
You can see a slideshow of the transformations inside Isabella Stewart Gardner's historic palace on our website, wbur.org.